Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Man Them United podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things Manchester United. So please keep all your comments, all your questions Manchester United related, please, people. As you can see from the title, will Marcus Rashford be sold this summer? Reports came out. Shout out to Warrior J. He already dropped the tweets in the comment section, but that's what we will be discussing, of course. Do we have a game this week? No, we have a game. We're not midweek. We have a game next week. I really don't care for any Manchester United games outside of the Arsenal game at home and the FA Cup final, people. But big up to everyone who's locked in. Whether you're watching this live right now or watching this back after the live, make sure you hit the like button on the video. Please make sure you do that. Hit that like button. And if you are a regular watcher of Sarcasm City TV and you don't have a YouTube account, I know you have an email. Sign up, hit the like button and subscribe, because it all helps. This is why I bang on about it at the start of every single show. Please share across all the socials as well. Make sure you do that. Hit that share button across all of the socials. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. And when you subscribe, hit that notification bell as well. It is road to 12K. Big up to Jordan S. I see you in the chat. Warrior J, of course. MC40. And this is what Warrior J already put in the chat. Obviously, you lot get your questions in. Please keep them Manchester United related. And it doesn't have to be about the Marcus Rashford topic. It may be something else. And that's absolutely fine. Manchester United's preference is to keep Marcus Rashford. Help bring this 26-year-old back to top form. Manchester United would only consider a sale if substantial bids arrive and the England international decides he wants to take on a new challenge. That is from at the Athletic FC, at Telegraph Docker on Twitter. In regards to it, substantial bid. If he wants to go, let him go. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to leave, I agree with that part of it. If he wants to leave, let him leave. I do like that stance. However, maybe it's just me because I'm just tired of all these players, but why is it, all right, let's get him back to top form? How he's been inconsistent his entire Manchester United career is one good season, one bad season, one good season, one bad season. So next season will probably be better. However, if we're trying to get back to the top, that is not the way forward. That does not help. That's why I don't understand why it's get him back to top form. Because you could say that about any player. All right, let's get Luke Shaw back to top form, or let's try and get Maguire back to top form. Top form is so subjective. That is all. Let's try and get Bruno back to top form. Let's try and get McTominay back to top form. Like, what is top form in regards to these individual players we're talking about? And is that good enough for where we're trying to go? Like I've been saying, Ineos, you on the clock with this, man. You on the clock. The only thing I like about those quotes is if a substantial bid is tabled. However, I don't know why we're leaving it up to Rashford in regards to if he wants to leave. Even if he wants to stay, let him go. If it's best to move him on. Why are we letting players dictate to us whether they stay or go? Like, let's say he doesn't fit the new manager's plans. He doesn't fit the style. Let Marcus Rashford go. And that's not just that Marcus Rashford, that's any player at the football club. Manchester United should decide who stays and who goes. Not players telling us, even if a player wants to stay, so. You don't fit what we're doing over here, it's time for you to move on. This is why players are let go every single transfer window who want to stay at their clubs. What are we talking about? Not all players want to leave. And that goes for any player at the football club. If Manchester United feel it's best for a player to be moved on, let that player be moved on. But, yeah. And Jordan S, it's not even about that. It's pure profit regardless. This guy needs to dip. It's not even about that. It's just more so... It's not even about the pure profit. It's just the fact that he needs to be sold because he's not good enough. Taz21 says, if you had a choice only selling one player, who would you sell, Rashford or Bruno? Selling both. Why am I only getting a choice to sell one? We should sell them both. You shouldn't keep any of them, in my opinion, if we're trying to move forward. And what selling a Bruno and a Rashford does is let everybody know that they're not safe. And it puts not only all the Manchester United players on notice in the squad, it puts the whole Premier League on notice. Like, oh, Manchester United is serious. They just sold their captain and their poster boy. The captain and the poster boy in the same window. Serious. Nobody's safe. And that's what I want. I want it to be like The Purge. Anyone watch The Purge films? For those that ain't seen The Purge, it's where all crimes are legal for 24 hours. And it's absolute madness. I've only watched the first two, but that's what I want it to be like. Because in the Purge, nobody's safe. Nobody should be safe at Manchester United. No player, no staff member, no matter what level you are at as a player. So even if you're top of the food chain and you're the highest paid player, you're the poster boy, you're the captain, you're the player who plays every game, you're a fan favorite, or if you're a youth player who's played, got 20 minutes off the bench in your entire Manchester United career, from the top to the bottom or anywhere in between, you should not be safe. Same for staff members. Nobody in the hierarchy, from a technical director, a director of football, a scout who's been there years, head of the medical team, all the way down to the receptionist, all the way down to the cleaners, all the way down to the stewards. Nobody should be safe. Don't care what your title is. Don't care what your job role is. Don't care how much money you are on. If you don't fit what we've got going on, bye. Good luck in your future endeavors. That's what it should be. But hey, we move. Let me just double check. Big up everyone that is currently locking in as well. Yeah, my man. If you lot can't see me and hear me okay, please, please, please let me know. And oh, did he? Kendrick just dropped a reply. All right, cool. And to Grace, who says, bit arrogant, rating yourself 16 out of 10. Look at me properly, Grace. I am damn 16 out of 10. Look at me. Wait. Hold up. So you lot can see the T properly. Hold up. Wait one second. Let me move that off the screen. So I can see it properly. 16 out of 10. That is me. Look at me properly. Damn right I'm a 16 out of 10, Grace. Damn right. Grace, I know you think you are 16 out of 10 too. 16 out of 10 t-shirts available. Link is in the pinned comment, people. Taz21 says, I'd sell Shaw, but with his injury record, I don't know what team would buy him. You can move him on regardless. Players have been moved on with terrible injury records before. Luke Shaw should be no different, even if we have to take a cut price. And I've said this before, and I say this again. If you want to move on a player and that player can't be sold for whatever reason, so whether it's a lack of interest from clubs, whether his wages is too high, if he stays, he doesn't play. I've said this before. That's how you force players out of the club. You let it, we'll use Luke Shaw as the example. You let it known from the start of the summer. Hey, Luke Shaw, you are not in our future plans. It's best you find a new club because you will not get any game time here. And let's say Luke Shaw drags his feet and says, no, I'm on X amount of years. I'm on X amount of money. I don't want to leave. Okay, you will not train with the first team and you will not get game time. And make sure from August all the way up until November, he doesn't see grass for the first team. He doesn't get on the bench. He's not in the squad. He's not involved. Because guess what? Come November, December, if he's not played, so that's August, September, October, November, December, in 5 months. Guaranteed, let's hit November, December in that 5 months. Who's going to be on his agent's case to get him a move? Luke Shaw. Guaranteed. And I just use Luke Shaw as an example. But that's any player. Because all football players want to play football. So you know who's going to get that move made? Luke Shaw. Don't say, all right, Luke Shaw, you will be moved on. And then you will be moved on and then he stays. And then come September, October, he's playing. No, you have to make it very clear you are not a part of the plans. You will not even train with the first team. That's what it should be. That's what it should be. Grace says, Rashford has had 8 full seasons and has had 2 seasons with over 12 goals in the Premier League. The rest have been rubbish. Tells you all you need to know. Because he's literally had this bad season. Season before was good. Season before that was bad. Season before that was good, to my knowledge. That's just him. Now, we've seen Phil Jones. Because we keep offering him new deals, Konecki. We should have just let his deal run out. How many times did we offer Phil Jones new deal? Well, he signed under Fergie. He didn't sign a 10-year deal or a 12-year deal. He signed 3-4 years. We offered him a new deal. How many times did Phil Jones get a new contract here? Twice? 3 times? Don't offer him no new deal. Someone in the chat, let me know when Luke Shaw's contract runs out, because we just used him as the example. That's what it is. Hey, big up to, is it Lahali? Big up to you. I hope I didn't butcher your name. Big up to you. Hey, Solomon, big up to you as well. Good to see so many members in the chat. In regards to members, I know I didn't do a members Q&A this month. So in the month of May, so next month, I make sure I do 2 or 3 members Q&As over on the playback. I need to update the membership perks as well, because there's going to be some slight changes as well. But as you can see, 16 out of 10 people, get your 16 out of 10 t-shirts. Link is in the pinned comment, people. Link is in the pinned comment. Two different designs. As you can see, I got the 16 out of 10 one in the right and 16/10 there. You got black and white, blue and white, red and black, white and blue. See, that's my point, Kenneki. We gave Phil Jones more contracts. We gave him four deals. So don't offer him no more deals. They will make a move eventually. It's about putting your foot down. The same way there's a Manchester United tax when we go to negotiate with other clubs. There's also Manchester United tax in regards to the players. Like, I get a big deal here. And no matter how I play, they'll probably give me a new contract. I can do what I want. I'm not held to any type of standard. That's just what it is. Absolutely ridiculous. It really is. Okay, so yeah, Luke Shaw's contract. Thank you, Grace. Is till 2027. All right, then. Well, you don't play till 2027 if you're here. Guaranteed he'll find a move. And when it hits 2026, 2027, don't offer him a new deal. He'll talk to a club, because by the year 2026, January, he'll be able to talk to clubs in regards to being out of contract, even from the summer 2026. So not next summer, the summer after that. He'll make a move. Players want to play. Like I said, Phil Jones, like Kenneki mentioned, is because we kept offering him new deals and he knew that. Of course, players, well, not all players, but certain players, I'm on this big money and I don't have to do anything. I bet. Because is Phil Jones still out? He's still out of contract now, right? He's not got a club. The same way we move with De Gea. That was a ruthless move that I actually like. The De Gea move, that's how we need to move with all of our players. Whether we get a transfer fee or not. Hey, nobody wants you. Hey, we're not signing you up to a new deal. And some people backed that and said we should have gave De Gea a new deal. Even I'm surprised De Gea can't get a club. I thought a Spanish team would come in for him definitely. 110%. I thought a Spanish team was going to come in for him, even if it was like a mid-table Spanish team. And nobody. And that is the goalkeeper that certain United fans thought would push us forward. Crazy. Crazy. He's our under-18s coach. What, is he just a coach or is he like the head coach? Is yeah, Jesse, man mentioned about Kendrick's disc drop, and I'm gonna check it out after this. 100%, hopefully it's good. Man United is not a serious football club. I agree with you, Lahali, and we need to change that. Currently, right now, we are not a serious football club, but we can change that. You can change that in the summer if you just do serious business and you put your foot down. That's why I liked the De Gea move. It was a statement of intent, but there needs to be multiple statements of intent. 100%. What do you make of the story saying we're willing to part with anyone except the three untouchables? That's Maino, Nacho and Rasmus. I like the energy, even though I only rate Kobe. I don't think anybody should be an untouchable, because I don't think anybody in this team has done enough to get that type of title. To get that type of title, you better have delivered titles. If you're being called an untouchable, I need Premier League titles and Champions Leagues. Not no FA Cups, not Carabao Cups, not good form for 2 months or not good form for 6 months or just one great season. That's just me. But in regards to the rest of it, I hope it's true. We should be willing to part with anybody, because nobody's done enough to be staying here, in my opinion. Apart from Maino. Take Maino out of it. I don't think anyone's really done enough. Varane, I think Varane's been very good since he's got here. Other than that, anybody can leave, in my opinion. Anybody. The only untouchable is Susan, the dinner lady. Hey, Susan can leave too, I'm sorry. Sorry, Susan, it's just collateral damage. No disrespect, nothing but love for Susan, but it's time. Same way with Barbara, the receptionist. Like Corey said on A Man Named United weeks ago, he doesn't want anybody here who's been involved with this loser mentality and just this loser culture at Manchester United Football Club. And at first I thought he was being harsh, but I agree with him. He was right. Big up to Stephanie G, says big up Flawless in the Sarcasm City TV chat. Hope you're well, Stephanie. Hope Peter G is good as well. AW says, we give contracts to preserve value, but forget that it only matters if you can actually sell them and make that money back. That's what it is, AW. Why are we moving like we're on a sell-to-buy model? Why are we moving like we don't make money? Like Manchester United don't make revenue. Like we do not have finances. Like we are not a financial juggernaut just from a commercial aspect. I see the tweet. I don't know if you lot see that. A quote tweeted on my Twitter saying about Liverpool's Liverpool's documentary this season that no streaming platform has picked it up. Do you think that would happen at Manchester? Never. Never. Because one thing we get is eyeballs on the product. You put Manchester United's name on something, it's selling. It's getting views. It's getting clicks. It's getting spoken about. We could be in League One. Legit, I genuinely mean this. Manchester United could be in League One and a documentary is done on that season in League One and a big streaming platform would come and pick it up. A Disney Plus, an Amazon, a Netflix, any major streaming platform. Because they know that's eyeballs. Not only are Manchester United fans going to watch it, rival fans are going to watch it. Liverpool, with Jurgen Klopp and all those top quality players, and they're a huge club. One of the biggest clubs in Europe. Why has a streaming platform not picked up their documentary? Because there's levels to this. It's like Real Madrid. Real Madrid are the exact same. Real Madrid could do a documentary. Put Real Madrid's name on anything it sells. It's getting eyeballs on whatever they are involved in. So, yeah, all this giving, I agree with you 100%. Where else are we at? Hey, AW, that's it. Your employees, anyone can get it. From playing staff to non-playing staff. Anybody can get it. Anybody can get it. Hey, big up to Jay Bowser as well. Yahooza says, fire name, by the way, my guy. Says, do you think there are teams that want this that want these Manchester United players because they've been getting away with so many bad things? And they do. And it seems they're used to it. Mentality. Yes, because clubs will always look at players, our players' profile and go, you know what? He's in a bad environment over there, but we can get the best out of him over here. So these players can be sold. How many players do we rate? We just use me and you for an example. How many of these players that have been sold do we rate, but they still got moves? Look at the amount of players we've let go. So like a Fred, for example, got a move. Donny van de Beek will get a move. If we were to sell Rashford, I use players who are here, he'll get a move. Bruno would get a move. Maguire, there was interest from West Ham. Scott McTominay, there was interest from West Ham and Everton, I believe. If we were to sell Dalot, there'd be interest. Wan-Bissaka was linked with Crystal Palace, to my knowledge. So the list goes on. As much as I don't rate these players, they can be sold. And even if they can't be sold, let them go on a free. Why do you want something nobody else wants? That's what makes no sense to me. That's why people are like, we need to keep De Gea. Why are we keeping a goalkeeper that basically the footballing world has said, you're not good enough. But we want him as our number one to reach the pinnacle of the sport. But everyone else has gone, nah. There's a reason for that. And Yahooza, we need to change this. I know you've just joined. You said most of our players previously only move on after failing to offer them new deals. And this needs to be a culture change at Manchester United. And just a decision-making change. Make better decisions off the pitch. If a player is deemed not good enough by Manchester United, he is moved on. No matter whether he wants to stay, no matter what his wage is, no matter what his transfer value, you are moved on regardless. We are the employer. You are the employee. The employer dictates to the employee. That's who dictates to who, not the other way around. I agree with you, Stephanie G. We need a 16 out of 10 transfer purge at United this summer, starting with number 10. Facts. Facts. I really want us to get rid of a lot. As much as I want us to bring in 4 or 5 players, remove these, man. Get rid of these players. They're not good enough. They're not good enough. Move them on. Move them on. Danny says, yo, Flawless, obviously only a certain amount of men are going to be moved on in the summer. Which 6-7 players are you getting gone first? Why does it only have to be 6? Listen, the thing is, they don't have to be 6 or 7. You can move on 10 or 11 players if you want. And when I say move on 10 or 11 players, I use this. Let's say we move on 6 or 7 and then say, hey, you 4, not involved. You've moved on 10. Even though only 6 or 7 have actually officially left, you've moved on 10. So let's say Rashford leaves. Bruno leaves, McTominay leaves, Wan-Bissaka leaves, Maguire leaves, Lindelof leaves. So that's 6. But then you say to Luke Shaw, you say to, I'm just using names here, you say to Dalot, you say to Eriksen, you say to Garnacho. I'm just using those 4 as examples, people. All right, you 4 are not involved. So we tried to sell you 4, but we can't get offers for you 4, but you're not involved. You've actually got rid of 10. The same way Phil Jones was here for years, but Phil Jones was never a part of the squad. We didn't include Phil Jones. It's the same principle. So you can move on 10, even if it's only officially 6. Big on my guy Leon in the cut as well. Yes, family. What are you telling me? You
good? Ole, ole, ole. Wagwan people, what's going on? Bring some energy to the Monday night, but you get me. But yeah, no, hope you're well, Flawless. Always blessed for the,
blessed,
the invite. That wasn't my best intro, but I do them every now and then. Do you know what I mean? but no, I hope you're blessed, man. Congratulations on the 11K and 12K. The channel momentum's growing really fast, so they got you to put the work
bro, in. Bro. Yeah, man. Appreciate.
Man's got to 12K, merch man, out tonight. Know, man's go got ahead. The merch here and the merch here. 16. Yeah, that's crazy. That's mad. Big up to everyone. Know,
man. Links in
well,
the pinned comment, people, man. Link is in the pinned comment for the merch. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. Two different designs, like Leon just pointed out. 4 different colors, black and white, blue and white, red and black, and white and that's black as well. 100% cotton. I'm saying small, medium, large, and extra large sizes, people. So go check it out. And it'll only be available for a limited time as well. So go get your merch. Only available for a limited time at the price of £16.10. Limited time only, too. So yeah, go on, Leon.
That's my thing. In my industry, we big up creators, man. So Ryan, you deserve a shout out, man. Because without you, none of this is possible, man.
None of this would be possible. But yeah, hold that. And for those that maybe don't know what 16 out of 10 is, people,
story. By the way, but here we are. Say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, okay. Big up the panel. I told as for
No. I like the brother. That's my favorite one.
Oh, you want the remix? I got you. Hey, remix times if you've not seen it.
Can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
For those that ain't seen the remix, there you go, people. You got two of them things, and there'll be more remixes on the way. You already know. Oh, yeah, the crickets kill me every time, Jay Bowser. The crickets kill me every single time as well. But let's see what else you lot are saying.
I hadn't seen the Brother Earth version, so I rang Flawless. It must have been
you
like,
rang me?
Yeah, what time was it? It was late still. It was like 10 o'clock late on that Friday, bro, and I just seen it come on the feed, bro. And I was, oh, my God, it killed me. Do you know what I mean? What's that? Yeah, big up everyone who's online as well, man. Because without you guys, none of these things like. But Flawless said somebody made it for him. So whoever made that, shout out, man.
Facts, 100%. And to big up to Lulz, who says I ain't gonna be moved if it's the obvious ones that leave, like Donny, etc., or even McTominay. They need to make a big statement, like Bruno. Everybody, I hear you. I hear this overall, like it would be, and I just spoke about that when someone asked Bruno or Rashford, like who would I sell? Yes, but it would be a great statement, not only to everybody at the club, but also the rest of the Premier League. Like, oh, Manchester United is serious. But I've said it before, I say it again, I want everybody gone. And even if you are here, technically, you can still not be here. You don't have to be involved. People always, sure, I think, get that misunderstood, that just because a player is at the football club, we didn't class. Phil Jones was here for years. We didn't class Phil Jones as a Manchester United player. When we're doing predicted lineups, we never suggested Phil Jones. It was never like, oh, Phil Jones could play, or is Phil Jones injured, or maybe Phil Jones could impact the play. And he was one of our longest serving players. He was there for 10 plus years, however long it was. There was a point where it's like, okay, treat everybody like they're Phil Jones. That's what it has to be. And if that's 3-4 players, so be it. Because most players will want, and don't offer him no new deals, and most players will go and look for a new club. We've seen what happened with the Sancho situation.
Themselves out.
Yeah. We've seen that was in everybody's best interest to move on Jadon Sancho. That's why he ended up in Germany so quick. Because that deal was done rapid.
Fingers
I even think that was 2 whole weeks. Yeah, we'll see. It depends on the new manager.
In a ball-playing side, obviously, he's one of my favourite players. But in a ball-playing side, he's quality. But anyway, moving back to what we were saying before, you weren't wrong with what you were saying about you can move 10 and stuff like that. But realistically, let's talk realistically now. What do we think is going to happen? I think... Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 players this summer, freezing out. Mm-hmm. It's ironic, isn't it? Because good ain't good enough, but then everybody plays is not good enough. So it's ironic, man. But shout out to Ten Hag. But I think realistically this summer, Martial definitely, Donny definitely, that's 2.
Talk about
Do we think Maguire or Lindelof will go?
Again, the reason why this is tough is because we don't know what the club is doing because we don't have an idea. That's not saying they're doing anything right or doing anything wrong. We don't know exactly what their plan is, number one. Number two, let's say hypothetically they have picked a style. We don't know what that style is. Then it's a question of what players fit said style. That's where it needs to be. Then the new manager coming in might go, ah, well, we're playing this way. This player fits it. Like, for instance, we'll use Lindelof as an example.
Well, there's another point. Sorry to interrupt. There's another point where if the manager goes, I'm prioritising the midfield, so I'll get to the centre-back. Because we've seen managers come in, do one part of their rebuild, and then go to stage two. So do they go, do you know what? I can deal with Maguire for a year, do what Ten Hag did, but do it properly and freeze him out, like where he's on the bench and stuff. And then, because to be honest with you, if to be fair, I'll give one thing to Ten Hag. If Varane and Martinez are fit, Maguire doesn't play. To be fair, he has been quite consistent with
them. Yeah, that's true. There is two.
So there is two. It's interesting. Yeah, you're right. What do we think though? Like, let's have a, obviously we don't know 100%, but let's have a guess.
Yeah, it's really tough because we have no idea either. Like, at least if like we knew who the manager was going to be.
Who's definitely though? It's Donny and.
Martial's out of contract. Donny, I think, will definitely leave.
Who else is out of contract?
Let us know in the chat. I don't think there's anyone else out of contract.
Do you think realistically, Casemiro and Varane? Do you think the club will prioritize what a manager wants and go wages, or do you think?
Jeremy, one sec, fam. Carry on. One sec.
So I'll carry on. You think it depends whether the guys. It depends whether a new manager would come in and say, "I want them as a vital part of my system." If the club turns round to United and they go, we're going in a new direction, we know that Varane adds quality to the squad. However, we're going to go down the Tosin route. We're going to go down the... I'll just use him as an example, even though apparently it's not necessarily going to happen now. The kid from Nice, Todibo. But that kind of profile of player, if they want to reset the wages, they may have to... Well, they may make an overriding decision to say to the manager, look, we know that these players will be good to you, but we can't... Our vision is not to to develop that next level of centre back rather than put more money into Varane because we can't find the agreement to do with what he wants and what aligns with us. Varane may turn
again.
And
I think
say,
he will. Yeah, again, that's why there's so many variables. That's why it's such a tough question to ask. That's why personally, would I keep Varane? Yes, there's no doubt. There is zero downside to keeping Varane.
No.
Let's say you even go and sign. All right, I'm gonna go sign another right-sided centre back to replace him. Cool. I think Varane wouldn't really have an issue with that, but who better to learn from? Let's say we go get a young right-sided centre-back. Any name, pick anybody. An up-and-coming centre-back. What's the issue? Like, having Varane there is much more of a benefit. I see no downside to keeping him.
Because the thing is, he's not got too big of an ego as well.
Yeah.
Him and Cass have not got too big of an ego that they can play, not bit part, but they can play their role within the squad. Because we all know that when you play FIFA and stuff, not every player that's down, you've got crucial and then you've got important players. Not every player plays every 90 minutes. Sometimes you bring them off, sometimes you bring them on. Do you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. And I think Varane is not a problematic person. Neither do I see Casemiro as that as well. I just feel like the fan base label them as certain things at certain times. Varane is nowhere near problematic. Never has been his whole career.
Yeah, he's far from. He's never had no. There's
he
never
just gets
been
on
no
with
issues.
His football.
He just gets on with his job. Like, there's never been any talks of like any issue of him having issues with a manager, having issues with players, being a problem in the dressing room. To me, there is no downside to keeping Rafael Varane. And people will talk about, oh, his wages. Hey, you know what? If we get rid of all this other crap, that'll clear up much of the wages.
Yeah, let's you go can pay good McDonald's wages for good.
Yeah, get rid of McTominay, Lindelof, and Maguire. That clears. That's probably half a mil. No, actually, probably a bit more, less than that. But let's say Maguire's on 200. It's probably what 350k, 400k between those two.
Yeah, I mean, those I think three, it's 190 and 120, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, however much Lindelof, Maguire, and Varane. I mean, not Varane. Lindelof, Maguire, and McTominay are on. Those three right there.
Clear that's Varane's over 300.
That's the point. I'm making that they clear over Varane's wages. So anyone talking, add Luke Shaw in the mix. That's easily half a mil.
Oh, I mean, Luke Shaw's 190 grand, which is just mad. He's played less games than Martial, and people want to go on to Martial.
And we're also, Martial will be leaving, so that clears up some of the wages. Donny's leaving.
Is that 250? Is it 220?
Yeah, that's whatever. Yeah, exactly. That's it. know what I'm saying? Like,
you've got to pick and choose in a rebuild. Where do you want to keep your quality? Because if you scrap all the quality, then United fans have to reset their expectations. If Varane and Casemiro walk out the door, then don't be talking about necessarily competing for anything above top four next season. The only reason top four is on is because the league is not as good as it used to be years ago. You used to have to be really, really good to get in the top four years ago. You used to have to get like over 80 points or 75 points. Now, realistically, you can get 65, 70 and you're in with a shout. I mean, right now, we know that with a more consistent style of play and players that were more motivated and developed, we would have made top four this year. I've got no doubt about that in my mind.
Well, facts. I agree with that.
I've got no doubt. And especially now there's a top five. I don't like to talk about top five. I just think it's a bit shameless. But now there's, like, we're competing with Villa and Tottenham. So for me, you have to keep some level of quality as you rebuild. Number one, for what Flawless was saying, because you want those players to, not necessarily their wisdom, impart their experience and to, if I'm a young centre-back and I'm fighting for a position with Varane, it's not like, I'm not against, it's inspiring. Do you know what I mean? I could be the person to take the mantle off Varane and be the next guy in United. I know that it might take me a year or two, but you sit there and you'd watch him, like any young centre-back right now, I'm sure Kambawala, I don't think he was on the bench for the Bayern game. You would have been inspired watching that, watching Varane come off.
Kambawala is a prime example. Who better than, I'm not saying he should start, but who better to learn from than Varane?
Varane.
Yeah, well, carry on.
He's quite a good mold to learn off Varane as well in the way that he plays. It's actually not, there's not too many like dissimilar traits in that. But I feel like we have to choose what we want. You can go both routes. Keep your experience, rebuild, and then swap that experience with quality in the next 2-3 years that really takes the team up a level. But or scrap it all, but scrap your expectations as well. You may have a young squad that finishes in the top six next season but plays better football, and then they may come through and do top four, and then they may go on to push against the league. So you just have to push your expectation back. But obviously, majority of the fan base, they want a real miracle this summer. I mean, I've seen some of the stuff online and people want like 8 players out, us to challenge next year. It just doesn't work like that. Like, you rush a build of a house and you'll soon be going back and fixing plaster and floorboards that have gone wrong. And do you know what I mean? Rewiring. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of rewiring, the screen doesn't work at United. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Before we continue, people, please run up the likes, though. Over 50 people in here. Well, just under 50 people here.
I don't know how many likes. Like check one, two. I like that.
There we go, man. And please check. Please continue to share across all socials. And that's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV on all socials. And subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit the notification bell as well, people. But yeah, like Varane, I don't get it. He's the only one that I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, keep. Whether it's as a first teamer or as the backup right-sided centre-back. What is the issue with
you
that?
Said it so yourself, let's say there's only benefits.
It's only benefits. Let's say it's Varane, and then you have another right-sided centre-back backing him up, and then you have Kambawala. Then you have 3 players who can play right-sided centre-back. Bear in mind, Varane can also play left-sided centre-back.
Because the other side,
you got Martinez, and then you should sign somebody else to me. You should sign a younger
left-sided
centre-back.
Think about what you're saying. Tosin, Kambawala is potential. Potential match with experience.
Hmm.
Very good combination.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Is Tosin right or left-footed? Anyone in the chat?
I don't know. Have a look. Let me know in the chat. I had the same question the other day, actually.
Let me know in the chat, please, people. I know, Joel, I've not heard the Kendrick Lamar response, but I'm going to listen to it after this. I've not heard. I know he's responded to Drake, so yeah. Hopefully he is. Hey, big up to my guy, Steve.
The fact that he's took a while, I bet he's cooked him.
And Talahali says, Varane injury prone for a while right now. Get rid. See, that's a myth. Look how many games he's played. And look how many games he's been available. He plays enough.
You have to look at the facts before
he plays, man. Like, he plays enough to the point where, let's say, hypothetically, like, he's the backup right back. Cool.
It's a great...
No issue with that.
Well, what did we have years ago? We had Romero as one of the best backup keepers in the world. That's
why are we getting rid of someone who is, all right, let's say he is, quote-unquote, injury prone. If you are available for, let's say, 28 league matches, that's enough as a backup.
Fine.
That's enough as a backup. Let's say, man, saying Tosin is right footed. So let's say we sign, hypothetically, we sign Tosin. Is Tosin 6'5"?
Wow. Apparently he's good with
let me do my Googles. He's 6'5".
Apparently he's a good ball playing centre back. So
because I've never watched him follow him like that. But they're saying here, 26 years old. Alright, so let's say we sign Tosin, for example.
Kambawala's 23.
Better to have a backup than Varane. So you have Tolson, you have Varane, you have Kambawala. What is wrong with those three as the three-sided? Lahel Varane chose to retire from international football. But despite my point, you're not answering the question. Why can't he be there as backup? That's what I want to know. That's my question.
That's what a rebuild
why
is.
Why Varane can't be there as backup? Let's say hypothetically. So not as a first team or as backup. Why can't he be there as backup? I didn't roll exactly. 6-5.
I
why can't he be there? No, Lahel. Answer the question, my guy. Why can't Varane be there as backup? That's what I want to know. Don't tell me about Martinez. We're talking about Varane right now. Why can't he be there as backup?
Because, guys, what do you want? If you scrap Varane, then you know it's Lindelof and Maguire as backup. So choose your poison.
Right, so Yuhuza says, I'm sorry, a backup on that wages doesn't make sense. Okay, so let's say he takes a wage cut. Now what?
Yeah. That's what United are pushing for.
Let's say, but
I don't,
let's say he
I don't
takes
blame
a wage
him for
cut.
Not doing it because he's unmotivated. He's looking at the season. He's thinking, why? This is crap.
Why did... Why can't he take a wage cut? And like I said before, if we get rid of Lindelof, Maguire, McTominay, that more than covers Varane's wages. And we're losing Martial. That's half a million right there. Over half a million right there. If we get rid of the players who are not good enough. So why Varane taking a wage cut and as a backup? Go on, I want to hear this, people. Because all this is off the field stuff. Like his wages. So please, someone in the chat, let me know. Hey, Steve, I just never thought about it. I just didn't know he was 6'5". That's all. That's imposing. That's imposing. So I want to know. So let's say he goes down to 200K. Let's say he's on 200K as back. What's wrong with him as backup on 200K? Yeah.
And equally, yeah, who's an why does he
let's
not?
Say, again, hypothetically, let's say he is willing to be a backup defender. Let's say, yes, he is. So let's
say, take the word backup out of it. He's willing to contribute to the squad. That's his mindset. Yeah. He's not going to be. You'd never hear Varane come out and say, "I should be like what Bruno does. I should be number one." Don't know why this kid's playing. He's just not that in. So it's a positive.
So let's say he's willing to. So let's say he's willing to take a wage cut. He's willing to be a backup defender and play, say 20-25 league games a season. He plays.
Exactly.
He plays in the cups. Well, we ain't gonna be in the champs. So I don't really think he's really fussed. So let's say he plays in Europa League or doesn't play in Europa League. So let's say he's willing to take a wage cut. He's willing to be a rotational piece. Someone tell me what the issue is with that. I'm still waiting to hear like a good response in regards to where does the problem lie. Now, if Varane doesn't want to do that, that's then an issue. So what's the problem? Rotational slash backup defender, because defenders are going to get injured, by the way. Or
yeah,
let's say it's Tolson. One, he could get injured. Two, he could have a tough time as well. So, all right, so let's do that. So let's say backup defender, rotational piece, wage cut. He's on 200K a week. I just throw it out there. What's the issue with what I've just stated, people? I really want to know. Yeah, go on, carry on, Leo.
Plus, the thing is, Flawless, we've got big games next season. We're not in the Champions League. We're not going to make it there.
We might be in Europa.
If we end up in Europa or Conference League, let's just say it ends up being Europa. What's Europa? Top eight? Is it 7 and 8? No, it's not.
Europa's top 7. Yeah, 5 and 6. Conference League is 7.
Okay, cool. I thought it was 7 and 8. Just 7, okay.
No, just 7.
So we're going
to that's to do with, obviously, if one of the English teams would have got into the semi-final, we would have Champions League would have been 5, and then 6 and 7 would have been Europa, and then 8 would have been Conference. That's why you thought that.
So whether you're in the Conference League or the Europa, that's all year round. That's the only cup competition in the world that's all year round. So it literally starts in, when does it start? July, August. I think did Burnley do the qualifiers in like July one year, didn't they? Where they were trying to make it through a qualifying round to get in, and then it ended up finishing in like May, June. So really, it's the only competition that's on like 10, 11 months of the year. So you've got to have a deep squad. For me, when we're talking about players like Varane, you want players that are not only positive and got the experience, but they are there for key games. Because in the league, we've still got key games that we need to win. We've got Tottenham. We've got Villa now, probably a key game at the moment, even though we play all right against them. City, Chelsea, Liverpool. So who do you want to turn to on your bench? Do you want the nervousness of Maguire? Hopefully he can keep the ball out. Then hopefully he can just survive. Like when Maguire comes on, does anybody think domination? No, we just think survival. Like it's literally like, hopefully.
Yeah. And let me get to this. The user says, okay, if he's willing to be that, then fine. But reality is Varane will never be backup defender at Manchester United, especially now he's retired from national football.
That's not true.
Okay, not backup, but I disagree with that. But let's say rotational piece then.
Exactly. When you understand.
Let's say he's a rotational piece because Tolson, or whoever the new centre-back come in, one, may get injured, two, may have a tough time. Same with the left-sided centre-back. Let's say it's Martinez or it's somebody else. Rotate. Football's a squad game. Exactly. That's why we've seen Martinez and Varane have two first options this season. We've seen Maguire play. We've seen Kambawala play. We've seen Lindelof play. Why is that? We've now seen Casemiro at centre-back because of injuries.
Hmm.
So injuries happen. So let's say, forget backup. That's the wrong term. Let's say a rotational piece at centre-back. We're not challenging for the Premier League. We're in Europa League. So, and obviously cup games as well. I don't see the downside to Varane. You man still ain't told me what the downside is. I'm hearing zero because nothing to do with him on the pitch.
And that's
what we're talking about here. We're in Varane's mind. I think Varane would be a rotational piece.
Yeah, of course. That's the thing that I would add right here. There's a few elements to this. It's like the club's element, the player's element, and the fans' perspective on this year. So you got the club's element. If Ineos are serious about what they're doing, you would explain to each player what their role is within the squad, whether that's individual meetings or it comes out through the manager or whatever. Yeah. You could easily have the conversation with somebody like a Varane and you could turn around and say, like, look, you're our key guy. However, we're bringing these kids through. We know you're on a 1 to 2 year deal. There's going to be loads of games this season. So there'll be time. Like, I don't even think that certain things to be explained for Varane to understand. He's an intelligent guy. So we're moving on to the player side now. The player understands in Varane, he hasn't got an ego like that. So he's going to do what's best for the squad because Varane likes winning trophies. That's the most important thing. Varane likes winning trophies. You don't get intelligent players like that that go, yeah, I've got to play so we win the trophy. They know it's a squad game. They know that there's that. And when you have the system that hopefully we're going to get put in place and a manager that they trust and is motivates them, you will play your role within the system. If the manager hooks you off, you might think when you're there and then, it's like me or you, Flores, getting pulled off like 20 minutes before the end, you're like, I want to carry on. But you're like, but I trust this guy because maybe in 3 days' time, he's going to need me to do this. Or do you know what? Maybe give that kid a chance there because there's Europa League game coming up. Or, oh, actually, next week we're playing Sheffield United and I probably won't need to play or get a rest. So it's about that trust. But the fans' perspective is, how do you visualise the rebuild? How do you visualise a realistic scenario going into next season of like what we're going to do? Because it's all good saying like Flawless, you're challenging people now saying, what's wrong with keeping Varane? Are you thinking about what Flawless is saying? Are you thinking about what the scenario would be like with a Lindelof or a Maguire in that position? Are you thinking about...
He's much better options than anybody else we have at the club. He is our best centre.
Hard to go find that in world football without spending money.
Not only is he our best centre-back, he's our best player.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? We've literally watched Kambawala and Casemiro play centre-back because of injuries. So why not keep Varane is the point that I'm making. Because there's no guarantee. We're using Tolson as the example, but whoever that right-sided centre-back is hits the ground running. Let's say he has a tough time. So let's say it's Tolson, he gets here, and he has a problematic time under the new manager. That could happen. Who better to go and play 2, 3, 4, 5 matches than Varane?
Exactly.
Who better than Tolson to learn from? Kambawala. Is Kambawala French, by the way?
African.
Let me check. Is he? I swear he's of African. I think he's of African descent. I think he's Congolese, but I swear he's French. Wait, one second. I'm just having a look here.
Yeah, French youth level Congo.
Oh, so who better than a French centre-back to learn from than Raphael Varane? I don't understand this. I'm sorry. And people are talking about wages and we have all this crap in the squad.
They have similar traits for us.
See? Look, everyone's saying this. Yo, ask rival fans if they take him. Even as a rotational piece. Only at Manchester United does this happen. This don't happen anywhere else. Why can't we have a Varane there and he doesn't necessarily start, but he's there as of quality?
The only club that might not take Varane is Man City, just because Pep is quite particular about the way his centre-backs play. That's the only club. Tottenham, snap him up. Liverpool, snap him up. Chelsea, snap him up.
Everybody is. He starts for every... That's the crazy part. Sorry to cut you off, Leon. He starts for every other Premier League.
I'm just about to say, guys.
Probably barring Manchester, and I guarantee he's been... we don't want to talk injury prone. That's John Stones.
Yeah.
But we don't hear City fans talking about getting rid of John Stones. You know why? Because they have other pieces there. They have Ake there. He's better than Ake and Akanji.
guys,
he's better centre backs than
you have to understand that we are still Man United and we have attracted and got a little bit of quality in the squad. It's not massive, but we've got some quality players there. Yeah, Casemiro, not sure where he'd go on to, but I still think he could play something like Atletico Madrid and different places, still play to quite high level. Do you know what I mean? Varane's going on to quality clubs, people. Sancho's going on to quality clubs, people. Ahmad's going on to quality clubs, people. So there's still guys within our squad who, well, Greenwood will end up at a quality club. There are still guys there. So, like, as part of this rebuild, we still have to look after some of the pieces that we've got and try and make them work, because we can't revolutionise everything. Everybody thinks this summer it's going to be a full sweep. We're going to probably, in some aspects of our squad, we're probably going to go backwards next year to go forward again, you know. I can see that happening. Like, I can see certain things. I can see certain guys playing, and I can see, like, a manager trying to put a system in place with McTominay and Maguire and it not quite working and having to squeeze maybe Garnacho in. He's maybe not as loves keeping the ball as much, and maybe trying to put Hoyland in there when he's not really performing. So people have to understand with Varane, I mean, flawless. How many clubs could he go on and play for? He's probably going to go Bayern or PSG, or he's going to play for someone quality.
Yeah, like, and he does a fine job, like, as a role, again, rotational piece, because it's about, what do we always talk about? Competition for places. So why can't we have competition for places at centre-back? Who better? Let's say it's Martinez, and I keep using Tolson as an example, because that's those two are the two centre backs who picked their first choice. Who better than them to have competition from there? Like, if I play bad, Varane will get in, and then I might not get my place back for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. I may not see pitch for half the season. And to true and really, there is no logical counter. I'm all for it. Give me a reason as to why a man said his wages. All right, let's say hypothetically he lowers his wages, which he could or couldn't do. But let's say hypothetically he could. All right, he don't want to be backup. All right, let's call him a rotational piece. What else have we got? Because he's been a rotational piece at times this season. What are we talking about here? Because I just looked at his numbers and he played 21 league games this season. Bear in mind, he was on the bench when Ten Hag benched him. So he would have played more. He was available in those games. Yeah, he would have played the most games he's ever played for Manchester United had his managers not been... This has been his most available season. What are we talking about here? Yeah, Jez, I'm going to check out the
I'm going to check that out as soon as we're done here. The thing with the wages as well, people, is maybe he's entitled to do that. He's won what he's won. He's dominated world football with that squad. He's never been a rubbish player. Like, he's always played to a high quality standard. Like, you know, with Varane, you're going to get 7 out of 10 every single week. You know you're going to get that. Do you know what I mean? If he drops off, it's going to be a 6.5. It's not going to be a 4 or a 3. Not a chance. So with Varane, he might turn around and say, I want to renegotiate a new deal. I don't want 150 grand a week. I want 250 grand a week. He's entitled to do that. You only get one football career. So we'll see what happens. But if there's anyone worth extending and going, I'll give you a couple of years, it's him. And to be honest with you, I'd probably give him a 2-year deal. And then if it doesn't work, and then if you have developed the back line and you don't need him in the second season, or you can get a bit of money from him, you take it. But guys, the guys and the people get old. He's only 30, 31. He's young.
That's not old.
It's just mad. That's,
again, you know what that is? That's lazy. It's lazy. It's a very lazy argument. Like, oh, his wages. All right, say he takes a wage cut.
Yeah.
Right. And again, back to the wages. Look at the amount of wages we are wasting on these absolutely awful players. We could clear the way. We could legit, if me and Leon sat here and went through the squad list and got rid of the players we get rid of, we're clearing over 1 million in wages. A man want to talk about 300k, and we're clearing over 1 million easy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Strasbourg Steve's moving mad.
Yeah, he says, nah, Leon Varane is a 16 out of 10 every week.
We're going to run it from the remix.
run the remix.
Hey, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10 today, both of them.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Love that. We are saying he's not a good defender with our defense, but honestly, he wouldn't like to sit on the bench at all, because he would be playing regularly elsewhere, especially Saudi Arabia. You wouldn't be sat on the, again, if you're a rotational piece, you're not sat on the bench regularly. We'll be playing 2 games a week.
I just address that? How'd you say? Yahuza?
Yeah, I think it's Yahuza. Yeah.
Big up for the comment, bro. Do you know what it is? I think you're looking at it too much like from the individual player's point of view. This player wants to win. So he will do what's best for the squad moving forward. And when you're quietly confident, like somebody like Varane is, you don't need to say too much. You let your actions on this pitch do the talking. Yeah. You know the role that you play to this squad. It's like, for example, in my line of work, I work within media. Yeah. And I'm quite niche at what I do. So I don't try and oversell what I do to people. I'm just good at what I do, if that makes sense. So I just let my actions do the talking. So Varane is that kind of person that it doesn't take a genius to work out that when he's given an opportunity, if he performs, the manager will want to play him again. Do you know what I mean? If you're looking for, I never forget that Bayern Munich game, Flawless, where we needed, he came in cold after like 3-4 games or something. He bossed it, man. He was so good in the box. Like, he gave us that platform to go on and do something in that game. So, but I respect your opinion, Yuhuza. I just think you're looking at it too much as like what he wants and what he doesn't want. I think he's a squad guy, bro. Like, he just wants to go and elevate things, isn't it?
And we're just talking hypothetically. One, do I think he'd be a rotational piece? Yes. And two, I think if the new manager's smart, you start him regardless. And you bring in a Tolson. And guess what? A Tolson's a backup to him. If he gets injured, then you have a Tolson or whoever. And then a Kamba Wala behind that. The point I'm making is whether he's first choice or whether he's the rotational second choice, regardless, he should be here. Then this ties back into my original point. What is the downside to this? So let's say he agrees to a wage cut. Does Varane even want? This is my point, Prime. Varane, there's been no noise of Varane wanting to leave, but people want to sell him. But there's no footballing reasons why. So let's say the new manager comes in and goes, Varane is my guy. He's my first choice. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Or the manager goes, I'm going to go sign another centre-back and Varane will be a rotational piece to back him up. Bear in mind, he can play right-sided centre-back and left-sided centre-back because we've seen him do both. And to Leheolu says, we cannot rely on Varane. How can we not rely on Varane? Based off of what? What is that based off?
Well, what do you want the club culture to look like? Picture what me and Flawless are talking about right now. Varane plays a game. One of the young centre-backs, I don't know, maybe takes his position or the young centre-backs sat on the bench. That creates a good club culture and competition for paces. Yeah. If you're sat on the bench as Kambawana or Tosin, you're looking at Varane and you're going, I'm hungry to fight for his position, but I'm also inspired and I'm watching what he's doing and learning from it. So where's the negative in that? Vice versa, if the young centre-backs are playing well and Varane needs rotation, he's going to be like, it's cool. When I come in, I know a part that I can play. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy for their mutes, but I'm going to take their position. I'm going to be hungry again. So, do we want hunger for places? Because I tell you right now, for free, it's demotivating. It's demotivating when you're watching Lindelof or Maguire play, and the manager, and you know the manager's not going to rotate you and give you like crumbs for minutes. That's demotivating right there. But watching Varane play,
is way more motivating. No one don't say this about John Stones. No one don't say City can't rely on John Stones. You know why? Because they have quality in depth in that area. Because I've just looked. Hey, guess what, people? You know how many league games John Stones has played this season? 15.
There you go.
Varane's played 21 and was available for 3 or 4 matches and didn't play. You know how many games John Stones played the season before in the Premier League? 23. You know how many he played the season before that, people? 14. It's lazy. It's so lazy. But go on, carry on.
Have you seen the City documentary?
I've not watched it. No.
I'll watch that. Yeah, because you understand that when you watch it, Pep is very, very transparent about the role that every player makes every player has within the squad. He literally talks from like, there's going to be games where I'll need you. There's going to be games where you're going to come on, and there's going to be games with this, and that's the culture that you want to create within a club. Because what he does is, you can see, and now I can see the development this year from what he was talking about last year. Nathan Ake, when you watch most of the documentary, sits on the bench for most of the games and comes in for a few odd games. Yep. Now Nathan Ake's starting a lot more games because he's watched, he's understood his role, he's trusted the system, and now it's his time to play his part. Do you know what I mean? So that's the culture that we have to create at United.
I don't understand.
Don't worry about what this player wants or what. That's not going to move the club forward, guys. It's going to be the case of what is the culture at the club, instilling that standard, instilling that system, and then every player will understand their role. And if they don't, they'll go. So
again, I've used this. He says more than Manchester United would be asking him to reduce his wages to be a rotational player. No, we use that as an example. I wouldn't ask him to do this. I'd have him as a first teamer. The same way I'd treat him, the same way Manchester City treat John Stones, because he's been more available than John Stones. He plays more matches than John Stones. How come no one calls John Stones a liability? That's the point I'm making. You lot want to get rid of him and it's crazy and there's no footballing reason behind it. However, if he wants to leave, in regards to, because you're mentioning here, Yahuza mentioned it about, where is it at? About Saudi Arabia at the interest, and say he does want to leave, then you let him go. If he turns around in the summer and goes, yeah, I want to go Saudi Arabia, cool. No issue.
You just better have a plan to bring in something of like
two
players or summit quality. You better have a plan. Because that's a big gap that you lose there.
Lazy, man. Absolute, just lazy assessment on him. But hey, ho, we move.
So let's talk about a couple other players, man. You go before you need to do super chats or something.
No super chats. I was just going to get to a couple other questions. But yeah, talk about a couple other players. Go to it from.
So obviously we identified that Donny and Martial, that's pretty much nailed on, isn't it? I can't see Donny.
Donny will leave. Martial's out of contract.
So is Donny's deal they've agreed? He's done. Is that we're taking him?
Well, I think we just don't know.
What? No. Was the deal like we've got an? Is there an option in there? It's just whether they take the option.
I'm not sure. You know the loan deal. I don't know. I do not know.
How many games has he played? Let's have a look. How many games, Donny?
Yeah, check.
Donny, if I'm to be. So those two look pretty nailed on. Sancho, what do you think? I'd love for him to come back.
Depends on you. You know what? Sancho might not want to come back.
Yeah, I mean, he's really enjoying
Sancho,
Dortmund right
Sancho
now.
Sancho might say, you know what? Like, we're talking about Varane, like, maybe wanting to leave. Maybe Sancho turns around and goes, now I want to go back to Germany, which could be the case.
Especially if they get far in the champs. He might
especially
think
if they win the Champions League.
Yeah.
Especially. Will Eriksen leave? Steve, maybe. Again, this is all speculation.
Eriksen's an interesting one because we've wasted Christian Eriksen this season. We've really wasted him this season. Obviously, I don't want to go over too much that I've said before, but he should have been playing in the 10 role. This season, we would have seen a huge difference, Eriksen playing in the 10 role. Even if him and Bruno rotated and you set a standard of, Bruno, if you're too reckless, I'm just going to play Eriksen in the 10. Do you know what I mean? You're more mobile. You maybe have, what am I going to say, more potential, maybe not. You maybe be able to offer more in this team all round, but you're not playing the right way. So Eriksen was wasted. Would I keep Eriksen on a one-year extension as we're rebuilding? I probably would. I would, but I would want to know that he's being played the right way. If you get the option of Ross Barkley on a free, or I don't know, somebody of that ilk who's a little bit younger, a little bit more mobile, still got quality, but they're coming in on like a free. Because that's what I look for, like a free for free flawless. Do you know what I mean? There's no point in me going, get rid of Eriksen, spend 40 million. Let's do free for free. I'm taking it, but I don't know. It's so hard because everybody's quick to go. No legs. Mm-hmm. Casemiro, no legs. Varane, too much money. Mm-hmm. This person, that. But you know, if you strip them out of the squad, we're already so poor. Mm-hmm. So I literally, bro, like, it's like having chicken with no seasoning. I just can't pick. It is, isn't it? It's like a chicken dish with no seasoning, you know? Dead out. So yeah, Eriksen, interesting. What do you think? Do you think would you keep Eriksen? Do you think he's done? What do you think?
Well, in fact, because he's a squad player, it's like I've never fighting to keep a squad player. As much as I rate Eriksen and think he could be a useful player, he can definitely be a useful player.
Like squad rotation.
However, what are we playing? This all ties. The reason why it's tough to answer these questions, Leon, because it's all about style for me.
Oh look, someone's put a contract till 2025, so he is here another year. Okay.
To be honest, Eriksen could 2025. Yeah, so if you keep him for a year and then let him go in the next summer, that makes sense. To be honest, all these talks don't matter as long as United don't know who the next manager is. And that's the thing is, Jez, that's why I'm saying it's tough for me to answer. However, the board will know. The hierarchy will know who the next manager is. So
that's interesting what AJ Bayer said about Sancho.
I don't know. And yes, to Rajat, people asking about buying Real Madrid, playback people. Go over to the playback or the Champions League watch-alongs are over there, my duns.
All the
schedules on there. Go on.
What's the AJ comment?
He says, Sancho really, I think he said screams, not streams. So he's saying, Sancho really screams number 10 with us in the Premier League. To me, flawless and Leon, what do you gents think? Again, it's down to system. I've said this about Sancho.
Do you think he can play that role?
Yes. I think he can only be successful at Manchester United playing centrally. No, let me clarify that. I think to get the best out of him at Manchester United, you have to play him centrally. So whether that's a 10 or whether that's a false 9, either one of those two, either one of those two, you have to play him. I don't want to see him out wide. Not saying he can't play out wide, not saying he can't be effective out wide. However, I think he'll be much more effective playing centrally, whether that's a false 9 or whether that's a 10. However, the system has to be right. He's not going to go out there in a terrible system with terrible players around him and perform. And that's not just that him, that's everybody. That's one thing that I've realized talking about players in the past few weeks, and I've spoken about this in depth before, but it's even hit me even more in regards to systems are so key. There's a handful of players who will succeed at the highest level without a good system around them. Handful. Because when I look at a Leao, for instance, and I see him struggle at AC Milan, I'm like, well, I think York's quality. And we've watched him struggle. I think he went 4 or 5 months without a goal. And that's Rafael Leao, who I rate highly. Like, I'm a big fan of. I've watched Mbappe at times struggle. Even though more often than not, he gets it done. Systems are key. You watch him, we've seen at C, who are the king of the system. Who are the king of getting the best out of their players. And we see some of that. We see their attackers get criticism. We've seen it with Haaland. Their system's not been bang at it. And we've seen Haaland struggle. With their systems not being bang at it, and they lost some players, and we've seen De Bruyne struggle. We've watched Grealish get criticism. These are players who just come off the back of a treble. All right, they lost Gundogan, they lost Mahrez, but it just goes to show not only how key systems are, but having the right players in said system.
Yeah, Gundogan was a massive piece of that.
Yeah, Gundogan and Mahrez, you're not just replacing them. See, even Jez is saying, ironically, Sancho been inconsistent with us since he came back. That's fair. And yeah, if you lot don't rate Leao, cool. I rate Leao, like, we move. It is what it is. What,
where are Dortmund playing Sancho? I think they're playing him across the front three, you know? They're playing him left
Jez
and right.
Jez and Steve will know, because Jez a Dortmund fan and Steve watches the Bundesliga religiously. Kinecki and
Jez, fill us in, man. Fill us in, Jez. Because I feel like they've been playing him, from what I've seen.
I've not watched like that.
Left and right, I think, from what I've seen. But yeah, I believe he can play across the front three. So Sancho, maybe. What else have we got in our squad? McTominay, do we think that we're going to cash in? He seems to be the player.
He's injured, though, fam.
Yeah, but I think you can still make
it. But they're saying it's a bad injury, though. Like, he's going to miss the Euros. Saying it's like 3-4 months.
So that takes us to
pretty much this July, August. So pretty much the start of next season.
At the back end of the back end of the transfer window.
Oh, we can. But we can sell him on. But yeah, McTominay should be moved on regardless.
He seems to be the guy that every manager comes in and goes, him, keep him.
Oh, you know why? You know why? Yeah, you just said it there. He's the ultimate professional.
Mm.
He's the ultimate professional, and he's going to give you no bother. He's always going to, you know, in training, he's the ultimate effort guy. You know, 110% every drill, every training session, whatever they're doing, he's definitely. So that's why a manager looks at him and goes, oh yeah, you're going to give me no issues, rather than
forget all that.
Do you fit what we're doing? And that's why it's tough, these questions to ask. System is key. What's the system? What's the plan, man? Like, what is the plan? I've been saying this for the longest. Pick
then, you
a
know,
system.
The profiles to go into it.
Pick a system. What is the, and even, yeah, and what is the system we are going with? We don't know. I'm hoping they've picked it. Hey, I keep saying this. Ineos.
Yeah, you're on the clock,
on the
man.
On the clock, I keep saying this, but you lot get your final few questions in before we close out. Make sure you run up the likes, make sure you hit the subscribe button, make sure you subscribe to Leon's channel as well, Unleash Sport. And one of the mods put his link in the chat, please, people. That's Unleash Sports on YouTube as well. Guys, if we get two top center backs to compliment Varane, what do you think of using Martinez as a 6 alongside Maino 8? Who plays 10, not sure, but we are changing Bruno, to be honest.
Good work.
I like this in regards to the two.
I prefer him as a 6 than as a left back, to be honest with you.
Go on, carry on.
I was just saying, I prefer Martinez as a 6 rather than a left back.
I prefer him. I don't want to see him in midfield. Him at left back, cool, but I'd rather have Varane, Martinez, and two top centre backs come in. That's what I like about this comment, Stephanie G. I want that to be the 4. It should be Martinez, Varane. Good backup left, not even a good back. Good left-sided centre-back, good right-sided centre-back. I'm not even going to say backup. We should have 4 top quality. Cambawalo backs that up, that's 5. Then you can get rid of Lindelof, you get rid of Maguire. That's the 5. You know what? I'd even keep Johnny Evans. That's your 6. So, Martinez, Varane, good left-sided centre-back, good right-sided centre-back. Kambawala is 5, Johnny Evans is 6.
It's good.
I like that. That's good. People talking about wages, Lindelof and Maguire's wages is more than Varane. There you go. And if Varane gets injured, you have a right-sided centre-back. You also have Kambawala. You also have Johnny Evans. What's to complain about? You have more than enough cover.
I actually think Lindelof, one of Lindelof and Maguire is going to go, you know?
I hope you're right.
I think that is because I feel like Maguire is like one of our biggest assets to sell. Easily, do you know what I mean? So
I take this is a player I take. I've said this shout out to Prime because he mentioned this to me in the group chat. Sorry to cut you off. That I was talking about him last season. Bella Kotchap is likely to leave Southampton at the end of the season with several clubs interested in him from Germany, Italy, and England. Understand price tag will be around 20 million. You know what I like about his profile? I like his profile. I've seen him play only a handful of times. Obviously, I'm not watching him week in, week out, but when I watched him in particular, he played against us and I was like, who is this guy? And I think Jez was like, oh, Bella Kotchap, he's German, I think he's 2021, 20 million. He's played in the Premier League, now played in the Championship. Yeah, like, I wouldn't have an issue with that. You know what I'm saying? Physicality, he has it. Technically, he's decent as well. He's the type of signing I look at and go, yeah, go get him.
Starting for Germany already.
Yeah, I like Bella Kotchap. Why not have Martinez, Varane, and then Bella Kotchap backing up Varane. And then if Varane is so injury-prone and so unreliable, guess who plays? Bella Kotchap. And behind Bella Kotchap, you got Kambawala. No issue whatsoever. No problem.
And that's why me and you spoke about a few times on here, yeah? These low-risk signings. You're about to sign centre-backs like Tosin, 3, this guy, 20. Like, think about what we just said there, yeah? Bella Kotchap, 20 million euros, and Tosin on a 3. We've now spent 20 million euros to get two guys. So is our risk and our budget that much?
You know what? Even that makes sense, what you just said. Add Tosin in the mix. So you have Tosin and Bella Kotchap and Varane. There you go. Then you can get rid of Johnny Evans. Yeah, you spent 20 mil. Then you could get rid of Johnny Evans if you want. And have Kambawala back.
How much are they going to want wages? They'll probably go like 50, 60 grand each. You know what I mean?
And then you can get rid of Lindelof and Maguire.
It's crazy.
On a lot of money.
So basically, you get rid of Lindelof. Or Maguire. So you probably get rid of Lindelof. Lindelof's wages. Rance put it in the group the other day. I have to send you. Have you seen the little list of all the wages?
No, was the list. No, I've not even seen the list.
I'm going to send it on to you, innit? Let me see if I can. You're not going to get copyright for holding this up here. So you just.
No. You become.
There you go. So you got this here. Look. That's the list there. So if you can see that.
Hey, drop that in over group. Drop that in the group chat.
Let me drop it in the group.
Put
it up on the thing before we go in it and you can see it. The guys will like this.
If you can share screen that, if you've got it. Have you got it on the website?
No, it's just image. Let me just,
all right, cool. I'll read it out anyway. It's cool. No stress. But yeah, drop that in the group chat.
That's you can put it. You can put it up in here and in street. It's a stream. Yeah. You can put it up and you can finger in it.
Yeah. And yeah, in regards to it, Jez is saying he hasn't been in the German national team since he hasn't played as well as he did last season. You know what that means, Jez? Hey, we could get him for an even cheaper price.
Exactly.
And I don't think he should be. People don't get mistaken. I'm not saying sign Bella Kotchap and start him. I'm saying he's done. I've seen enough where I go, yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Why not? It's low risk. Let's say we sign him for 15 million and it goes wrong. All right. Okay. Again, does he fit the style though? That is key. Does he fit the style? But I like Bella Kotchap.
Lindelof, 120 grand. So,
okay. And how much is Maguire?
190. So let's just say Lindelof. Let's just say right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Here's the two scenarios, yeah? You get rid of Lindelof, yeah? I'm going to be... Okay, I'm going to put Lindelof £10 million, yeah? Maybe get a bit more. I'm just going to put £10 million as a figure, yeah, because of his wages, yeah? Probably underestimating. He goes, Bella Kotchap costs us €20 million. €20 million is what, 18 million quid? 17.5 million quid? Something like that. Let's call it 18 million quid, yeah? You're £8 million down, yeah? Lindelof's wages cover Tosin. And Bella Kotchap, maybe a little bit more, because maybe Tosin comes in and says, I want a bit more, I'm coming on a free. In fact, let's have a look at Tosin's wages now.
I'm looking at these wages.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Rashford on 300k, Martial on 250, Mount on 250, Bruno on 240, Harry Maguire 190, Luke Shaw 150, Eriksen 150, Lindelof 120, Wan-Bissaka and Donny van der Beek both on 90. A man want to talk to me about Varane's wages. And look at the players I just listed up.
All right, Flawless, you're going to love this. Yeah. So Tosin's wages is 47 grand.
Yeah.
And Bella Kotchap is on, this can't be right, 17.
Well, he is, because he's in the Championship. Remember, you're in the championship. Right, that's it.
So it sounds like Lindelof's wages cover both of them. Right there. And we've got some more money left over. That's crazy. Base salary 780. Yeah, yeah. So guys, these are the kind of deals that we need to do. And then in the summer, we need to do smart things like...
Oh, yeah, shit, he's at PSV. Yeah, yeah, you right, Jez. He's at PSV on loan. Yeah, yeah, you right. My bad. Yeah, go on. Carry on, Leon. Carry on.
That's good loan, though, because their manager... Is that the manager that's going to... That's Feyenoord, isn't it? The one who's going to Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're talking about Slot. Yeah.
So who's at PSV still? It's not Thingy, is it still? Van Nistelrooy.
The chat will let you know. I am not sure. Jez and these are one, though. Looking there, Bella Kotchap, he's 22. He's on loan at PSV. How much is he playing? Let me see.
I wonder what the wages are.
So he ain't really played. He ain't played at PSV, to be honest. He only played 4 games. He's not played at PSV. But I still be like, you know what? You've played in the Premier League before? Cool.
But yeah, the PSV's mix, rude. The six that you said is such a good mix. Because Kambawala right now is ready for more game time. Varane's ready to go. Martinez is ready to go. Tosin's Premier League proven. So he might come in ahead of Bella Kotchap and say... Yeah. Yeah, I've got this position. I can fight. I'll fight Kambawala for that one. Yep. And then Bella Kotchap just watches back and he's like, when I get my opportunity, I got to shine. So it's a brilliant mix. You've got two potentials, Kambawala and Bella Kotchap, both similar ages, hungry for a place, both athletic. That means that if the right back's not playing well, they can play right back in certain games. That's how you bed them in sometimes, isn't it? Give them the right back thing. And then you've got your two experienced guys. So you're laughing, really. We just need to clear out the shit. Luke Shaw, with 190 grand a week, and the 20 odd million we can get for Luke Shaw, please don't moan to me about how bad Malacia is and stuff like that. Like, because it's just, just doesn't matter. I'm looking forward to him coming back, to be fair.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, because, but no game mistaken, people, I still think we need I want a
first choice. Yeah. But for 13 million euros.
Oh, yeah. Like, Malacia was cool. I had no issue with with Malacia last season for 12 million. He delivered more than what was required to me. He had a shoulder injury that took him out for 18 games flawless, hence why he rarely played. That's how Bella Kotchap fair. You lot, final few questions before we do indeed.
By the way, just for the chat as well, yeah. Even if it's not Bella Kotchap, because sometimes people get fictional when you say players.
Yeah, you say it's his name.
The profile. There's so many guys out there we can go and spend 20 million euros on and we can pick them up. The fact that we're... So the Bella Kotchap, have we been linked with him? Or is that just somebody said he's rumoured to...
No, so what it was, he's been rumoured, what did it say, English clubs, Italian clubs, and then Spanish clubs.
But the Tosin
clubs.
Links are quite strong, aren't they?
Yeah, the Tosin links are, because Bella Kotchap was a player I mentioned last season. And then Prime mentioning me today was like, was you not talking about United maybe signing him? Because it was him and Salisu at Southampton. Because they were both at Southampton last season. And I just used, like you mentioned their names, I mentioned both of those two as profiles. In regards to, why are we not looking at a Bella Kotchap or Salisu or somebody like those? Too. How come me and you can sit here and do this, but Manchester United, obviously we can't put this on Ineos before, can't do this. Hey, Ineos, hire us. Jesus Christ. Exactly. We'll get Steven Gerrard and figure this out.
And here's the thing, yeah? What we're doing right now is we're doing what old United used to do, just at a slightly lower layer. So we're just picking off the clubs that we know their players are never going to play for a club as big as this. We're just picking them off. Do you know what I mean? You can go to like Luton and pick Barkley off. You can go to Fulham and get Tosin off. You can go to other clubs than that, like Onan, like the Onana room, just think it's too much money, but you can pick off like Brandpoint and stuff if it's the right price. You can pick them off and the club's like, you're a lower level than us, even though we're shit.
Yeah, of course. Do you know what I mean? You can just go take their best player without
that. The old United would have picked off somebody like a Villa, but then their players ain't going to want to, yeah.
Well, I hear that. And Sheik says, just curious, lads, if United were to make one statement signing, what position would you look at?
Good question. Really good question.
Probably midfield, to be honest. Like a bad boy central midfielder. Because then if you put an absolute certified central midfielder
I'm going striker.
And then put him next to his. But then he says state, but that...
I'm going striker. Do you know why? Because you can play competent midfielders. With Cass, Maino, and like two other guys that come in and tell him Bruno to play a role where he's like... Because he ain't going nowhere. So tell him play a role and say you do this or you sit on the bench. Because Bruno's like the naughty kid. He don't want to... Do you know what I mean? Like, big up Rhino in the building here. We're just closing out now. Big up people. Time. You can catch everything on streaming platforms, Apple Music. No, I'm joking. We're just saying that, like, Sheik asked Sheik's question. You go, Rhino, first before I finish. Your mic's on mute.
Yeah, no, big up. Statement signing. I think for me, the statement, I would have to add context to the word statement, innit? Because normally when people think of statement signing, they think of, oh, a big player with like a big name, like like 70 mm-hmm. million, 100 million, like a Declan Rice or Caicedo or whatever, or Haaland and all of that stuff. So I think a statement for me is more of just getting the right profiles that we need, innit? So we just need to fill in the spaces that we know are clearly void and just build a team properly. And I think the more the biggest statement for me would be who they get rid of in opposed to who they sign.
Okay.
You know, if they can get rid of the people like, you know, Bruno or Rashford, and even I've started to look at this whole Bruno Rashford thing differently, innit? Maybe more so Rashford, innit? Like, obviously.
Oh yeah, we'll get your thoughts on that shortly. But
just do what makes sense, innit? Sell the players that you guys know you can't get the best out of, and start bringing in the players that are going to work hard. You know, look at the mindset of people like Dalot. Even someone like Harry Maguire, I wouldn't keep him, but his mentality is what we kind of need. Somebody that can take all the stick, and even if they're not good enough, they're going to put their effort in. Because if Rashford was putting his effort in, game out, and still dropping stinkers, we might be a bit more
You get less criticism. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the criticism is because we look at you and go, you don't look committed.
Like he just looks like he's not bothered, and I'm not going to, you know, criticize what he's doing outside of football or, you know, his mentality and stuff. I mean, like things that happen outside of football and family stuff and the abuse and stuff, that's wrong, isn't it? But just show us that you care. You know, it's all fine saying it in the interviews and saying, okay, you know what, don't doubt my commitment, all of that stuff. But just show us something. Like, even if you're tracking back, you're not doing the best when you're on the left wing and you're going against the fullback, but you're still showing effort. That's all we need. So I think we just need to get rid of all the players that are not willing to work hard, not willing to show the mentality and play for the badge, and also get rid of the players that, you know, we've just been holding on to because of sentiment or because, you know, their wages. Let's just start clearing the wage bill. Let's start reducing everything and start making this team a better structured football club. That's what I think still. So that's the biggest statement for me. The biggest statement will be letting go and opposed to signing.
Because he said, I rephrase my question actually, what would be the biggest statement not signing? Like Ryan said, and like I've said, getting rid of players. That's what it is. And getting rid
Even with the signing,
let's say we don't get rid of Bruno, but we sign a bad boy number 10. That's a big statement. Because it lets us know that his position is then under threat. And I like that. Like, you have to either hit bench or be playing out wide. For example, I'm just using that as an example. So yeah, the biggest statement for me would be how we deal with it. I'm looking at everything. There's not one thing that any else can do. I am looking at everything. How do you deal with the players who are currently in the first team, who are the main players who've not been performing? How do you deal with the players who are, it's easier to get rid of, the fringe players? So for instance, getting rid of a McTominay or Maguire or Lindelof is much easier than getting rid of a Rashford or a Bruno, for example. So I'm looking at everything. But even before that, I keep saying this, who's the manager? Style. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. Like, it's a style thing. Like, who fits what we are trying to do? Even if it's a player I don't rate. Let's say it's Lindelof, for example. But all right, you know what? We're going to play not a high line, but not a deep block. But we're going to play possession-based football and play out from the back with a medium line. So we're going to keep Lindelof for a season. That makes sense. As much as I don't rate Lindelof, he fits that. That actually logically makes sense. Yeah, you want mute, Rhino? Yeah. But that logically makes sense. But again, don't be like, all right, we're going to play crash bang wallet football, play a high line, and we're going to keep Lindelof. No.
Yeah, sorry. What I was saying, Flawless, just on what you're saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care who they get rid of and who they sign, but as long as they're filling the right profiles, like you said, if Lindelof is going to fit a profile that is going to make sense for the team, whether it's going to be a bench player or second bench player or whatever, let's do it. If you want to keep Rashford because you know in certain games you're going to use him a certain way and there's a way that you can get the best out of him and get him thinking straight and whatever, fair enough. Same way as Bruno. I don't rate Bruno as much as I used to. You know, I stuck up for Bruno for a long time, but you know, ultimately, when you look at the fact that he's the captain and his position that he needs to be, the position that he plays at this club, we need to see more. But he's clearly been misprofiled in a sense where Ten Hag hasn't used Bruno right and he's given him too much free room. So if you're going to get someone like Bruno and put him in the right system because it makes sense for where we're going moving forward, and then maybe over time you're going to replace him because he is getting old, fair enough. You know, we need to start seeing progress and start to see what our club's going to be. we have this whole season, we don't know what kind of football we're going to play, who's going to turn up, who's going to score, what style. We don't know nothing. So we need to start learning our identity and start building the foundation at this club, because we're a banter club this season. Honestly, what? We're not going to qualify for the champs.
Nope.
We're going to lose the FA Cup final most likely. And that's not me being a Debbie Downer. It's just look at how we play against these teams, and we're playing Man City. And Man City are not even at their best. Would you say Man City Man City are probably worse this season than last season.
Yeah, City haven't been at their best. I agree with that. They're still bad. Don't get mistaken. Don't get misunderstood, better, people. Yeah, they're still better than everybody else.
They set such a high bar last year, though, isn't it? So it's hard.
They're still better than everyone else.
And even the FA Cup last season, they weren't even that good. Yeah. We played them in the FA Cup.
If I was an Arsenal or Liverpool fan, I'd be pissed getting beat by that Manchester City side, because they've not even been at their very, very best.
Yeah,
we move. Shut up, Jez. Yeah. Whatever, Jez. And Spurs got a chance of getting Champions League. This guy. And speaking of, you know what I'm saying, of no chance. Ryan says, "Oh no, not these three wild lads." Yeah, speaking of wild lads, mate.
Can here I just are. Say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10 today, both of them.
Brother. What's that? What's that, brother?
And speaking of 16 out of 10 people, get your 16 out of 10 t-shirts. You can see both designs. I got one on. The merch is available, people. Link is in the pinned comment. Get your 16 out of 10 merch. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. Link is in the pinned comment. Link is also underneath in the description. Also, if you go to any social media pages, just click the link in the bio and all the information is there. I mean, the website's there and all the information is on the website. And Trap Jacobs, who says, "You're never going to let it die with laughing emojis." Never, you know, never, never. You don't know what I'm like. This is Ryan. I am going to dunk on him to the day. I will dunk on him in the afterlife. What are we talking about here?
Let me stick up for never, Ryan. Ever. Let me stick up for Ryan. Let me stick up for Ryan. Ryan, big up, man. Like I said earlier in the stream, yeah. We can't do this without you, man. Without your contribution to this channel, without that wild statement that all those years ago, we would have never been able to create 16 out of 10. And now you've gone viral, my friend. So people must be stopping you in the street. There'll be one gal out there who'll like it. There'll be one gal.
There'll be that one gal. You know what I'm saying? And even Ryan said yesterday, one of his brethren who don't even watch content said it to him, mentioned 16 out of 10. So it's going places, man. Love that. You know what I'm saying? The Flawless have started to hate Troops almost as much as you. Hey, don't blame me for, because Troops is crashing on you. You deserve it. I'm glad. I'm pissed I missed that live. Shout out to Troops. Shout out to Sophie. You know what I'm saying? I haven't gone viral for the right reasons. Hey, it was your stupid ass fault. You said it. You know what I'm saying? No one else didn't do it. You said it. This is you know what this is, people? Classic case of accountability. That's no one, I didn't say it. I didn't make the joke and say, "Oh, you said it. And you cut me off." That's the worst part about the clip, is you cut me off. I'm trying to get through the show. For those that don't know, it was a sports Q&A. And I'm trying to get to the... That's why I say at the end, big up the panel. Because if you look at the bottom of the screen, Jez's comment says, "Big up the panel," and whatever else he says. I'm trying to get to it. Yeah, man. Long may it continue. Oh, you already know. Where do you think Rashford could go? People have said PSG, which
probably
makes
PSG.
Sense. But Ryder, where do you stand on it? Do you think Rashford will be sold this summer? Because obviously the reports came out stating, I'll put up the comments again before you respond, saying Manchester United's preference is to keep Marcus Rashford and help bring this 26-year-old back to top form. Manchester United would only consider a sale if substantial bids arrive and the England international decides he wants to take on a new challenge. And that's from the Athletic FC at Telegraph Docker. So yeah, your thoughts.
To be fair, I kind of like it's not going with what I primarily want. But like I said, if they've got a plan to, you know, bring him back to good form and put him in a good system, I'm all for it. You know, as long as they give him like a set time to pattern up, and if he doesn't, then they can move him on and have a contingency plan. So yeah, I won't go against that. If Ineos are saying that that's what they want to do, and they've got a whole plan to bring him back to form and put him in the right position, let's see it. You know, and then let's see after one season, maybe it's not working out too tough. You know, then we hopefully see them moving on, or, you know, have a certain circumstance as to the fact that he hasn't performed. So, yeah, I'm all for it. It's not fully what I'd want. I would think it's better for us to cash in, because maybe Rashford's probably checked out of this club, maybe checked out of football, maybe checked out of UK. Maybe he needs to go abroad, even though I think he might not want to be abroad. I think he seems like an English lad. Like, he doesn't seem like that person that likes to go abroad and learn a new language and be around different people. He just looks like...
I don't know. What makes you say that?
I don't know. He just gives me that vibe. I could be completely wrong, innit? But he gives me that vibe. But what I would say is, I just think they probably know more than we do. So the fact that they feel like they can help him get up to scratch and whatever, there may be something that they know that we do, you know, that we don't know, sorry. So let's see it. If it works, it works, you know.
But I think, to be honest with you,
close eyes to them, yeah.
I think it comes down to two things, I think. It comes down to how much of a detriment do they think he is to this squad? So basically what Furless was saying earlier is you can get 8 to 10 players out of this squad by selling 5 or 6 and then alienating the ones that are not up to standard, whether that means bench, reserves if they've got a poor attitude, just like Phil Jones was, and various other players that have been frozen out. Like even when Schweinsteiger was here, he got frozen out, and different people like that. So it's like, do they think it's a detriment? They look at the whole squad and they go, right, we want to prioritize the first stage of our rebuild. Rashford is not a detriment, because what we can do is he can be on the bench if he's not playing up to standard, and he can come on as a solid sort of impact player in certain games when we've got space. I wouldn't even say solid, but you can have an impact impact. So it's whether they look at that and they go, the wages are massive. I think the options they've got are loan or alienate him from the starting lineup. That's what I think the options are. I don't see why PSG would spend over the odds £80 million, £300 grand plus in wages on Rashford when they can go find the next winger that's coming through, give him £100 grand a week and sign him for like 50.
Depends if they want to do the PR thing. Depends on
depends
on what it depends on. Like, I get what you're saying from a footballing.
No, you're right though. PR
does them losing Mbappe and going to sign Rashford make sense? Footballing wise, no. If they we've spoken about football and structure and making the right decisions. PSG have tried to go down the Galactico route and it's not worked. However, if they're still trying to do that, who better to get? You know what I'm saying?
The PR route,
The PR route than Marcus Rashford. You know the amount of like notoriety and the amount of attention that they get to signing him in shirt sales. Plus, because Rashford's into the fashion thing when you're in Paris, right? So it fits and it makes sense. So like brand deals and Jordan and all those type of things over there, because PSG have a deal with Jordan. So yeah, it makes, what's it called? It makes sense in regards.
That makes sense because he's got the NBA connections. He done the pod with LeBron and different things. Okay, now it's starting to make sense. Okay, cool.
And that's where I'm at with it. Now, again, footballing wise, does it make sense? No. But I'm hoping PSG are not looking at it like that.
But they're losing an Mbappe. If they lose Mbappe, they're losing a big commercial asset.
Yeah, they got to respond in some fashion. But if
I can
smart,
see him in that kit. Mission. I can see him doing the fashion thing and the collabs. And I can see all of that, yeah.
Because that's why he's been linked with them before. It makes sense. But we will see. And they're one of the few clubs who could actually afford him in regards to not only, I think, the transfer fee United would want, also wages. Also wages. I said I watched the pod. Lacapa was back at it. You're talking about LeBron. AW says, I'm sure we would sell him to Chelsea. We owe Chelsea for that fucking Mason Mount deal. Sell him Chelsea. 100%. We owe them. Still can't believe that shit. Still can't believe that. How goddamn fucking rageous it is. But I think that's it. I think we've actually covered everything, to be honest. I'm looking here through the chat. Think we have anything else you, man, want to chat about before we close out? Anything we've missed?
Yeah, I haven't really been tapped into the.
Yeah, we did.
So I think for me, what I've covered, Rhino, is basically just saying that United fans need to have a realistic expectation of what they want their rebuild to be. Because one of the topics we were talking about for a while was a lot of the guys were like questioning what's the point in keeping Varane and stuff. But you need to do things in stages. Do you know what I'm saying? If you find like there's people that start companies and what they do is they may be in recruitment or construction or something like that. Yeah. You don't just cut your contacts up from the old work and open because you're reducing your chances of success. Sometimes what you sometimes do is you might pay your old boss or bring them in with something to help you set up a new firm. I know it's not every business relationship is good, but you help them set up a new firm and then go on your own. But it's like, the experience of Casemiro and Varane is kind of vital for where we're at because we're at an all-time low. If you throw Eriksen, Casemiro and Varane out of this squad, you've got no quality because you've let Greenwood, Sancho and everything go. You've got nothing. Do you know what I mean? It's Ian Bill settings right there. So like, really intruding. You get me? 100%. But what do you think about Varane, like before we close up? Do you think like...
Yeah, listen, I'll keep him, man. Like at the end of the day, we just need to get the balance right. You know, we've seen what's happened to the likes of Chelsea where they've, you know, just gone in for the young players and the next biggest things, and maybe not even done that too well, you know, and given them long-term contracts, and it hasn't worked out, you know. You always need experience in a club, you know. Obviously, people like to compare it to Arsenal, which I think is a bit different. Obviously, the mold in terms of young players is a bit similar, but they went about it a different way. And Arteta had a different way of how he did it. So, yeah, man, look, all I'm going to keep saying is the same thing. As long as they've got a plan to how they're going to build the structure at the club, whether it's Berardo, whether it's Ashworth, whether it's, the other guy, Southampton.
Talking about Wilcox.
Wilcox and all these guys. Wilcox. Yeah. Listen, let's go. Because I think even Blanc is part of our thing as well, isn't it? Like, all of these people, yeah, as long as they just have, they all work together as a unit, and they just got a plan to how they're going to fix United. They've seen how bad we've been. We've played the likes of Burnley. We've played Bournemouth. We've played Championship side teams. We've been so bad this season. And it's like, we just want to put the professionals in their position to identify the issues. We know a lot of the issues, but they're going to see a lot of things that we don't see, you know. Whether it's, you know, these guys have been at clubs that have been run with very well. So as much as the job is going to be hard to fix, at least they should be able to identify where the issues are. You know, we're seeing the likes of them reducing, like, FA Cup tickets. I think there was a little process to as to where people could get free tickets and free transport, and that they're fixing all these little things. To us, they might not be that deep, but maybe these are the things that they see that are intoxicating the club. You know, all these little things will add up into the filth that's in the air at Old Trafford. You feel me? So they're going to clear it out, maybe set a new mindset there. Maybe once the club is fixed, they can start rewarding these things back again. But for now, these people don't deserve it. Maybe they're not doing their jobs properly. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, let them put in a new system. Let's see how the end of the season is going to, you know, this transfer window is going to be very interesting. You know, I know all our eyes are going to be open. We're going to be ready to see what's happening. So, yeah, man, just have a plan, work towards the plan, get out who you need to get out, bring in who you need to bring in, and let's start to see something that we as fans can believe in, you know, and then we just go from there, man, honestly.
Yeah.
By the way, just to add to that, I think we need to have another couple of years of patience. And I know people go, and this isn't me saying to people, trust the process. Another manager's coming in. It's a case of there's a lot to deal with. Right? I just hope that they put them first steps in, because me and Flawless are very similar in the fact that if they F about with it, I'm not interested. I'm giving up.
Thanks.
I'm not interested. When I say give up, it doesn't mean I'm never going to watch United, but I don't have any expectations. If they go, oh, Ten Hag's the guy, we're going to extend his deal and we're going to go on this mad route, I'm good. You just do what you're doing. And I'm not expecting any success. Any, do you know what I mean? So, but
yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they do. Like I said,
I think another stream will be good to find out what we think the first steps are that we can go, okay. Because we always look at it a bit longer term. You're not going to lose your head this summer, Flawless, if you go,
remind me,
10 players are not done and blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not. I'm just looking for us to do the basics.
You want the,
that's why I have
the key things first, don't you? You're like,
facts. Just, again, the basics. Don't keep the manager. Pick a set style of play. Get the best in class in all the roles. And like I said, the CEO that they've done, the COO, the director of football, technical director. That's all well and good. Pick a set style. Pick a manager that fits set style. That's what I want. They're the first steps right there. Then whoever the manager is, bring him in that fits that style, whatever you've chosen. And we go from there. Then ruthlessness in the transfer window as well. In regards to, and when I say ruthlessness, willing to, that doesn't necessarily mean getting deals done. The same way we move with Dan Ashworth, walk away from deals. Yeah. That's what I want. I want us to be able to, all right, we want a player and we want to offer 30 million for him. And they're like, no, we want 45. All right, cool. We ain't going to be unfair. Just go get the next target. Just something as simple as that. Ruthlessness in terms of getting rid of players as well. And like I've mentioned before, and I mentioned it again, not necessarily selling players, but if you are here, you do not play. Same way when Ange Postecoglou went into Spurs, Dyer was there and did not play. That's what we need to do. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your name is, how much money you're on. Exit, you're a poster boy. You played every game last week. Fan favorite, couldn't care less. But we'll see. We'll see. And yes, Steve, we will close out on this. Big up for the super chat. Says thoughts real quick on Bayern Madrid today. Sorry, it's Man United related. LOL. Wondering what you're. There will be a watch along on the playback Real for Madrid. That as well. But yeah, I got Real Madrid. I got Real Madrid 2-1.
Not an easy game though.
How about Real Madrid 2-1? What are you saying, Leon? Scoreline prediction.
Bernabeu or Allianz?
That's not beside Bayern. It's in Germany.
Draw or Real, 2-2 or 2-1. So, because I just think Real, when they need to, I think they'll probably win 2-1. But even if it's a draw, they'll take that back to Bernabeu and they'll smoke them. Like, they just know how to play in this competition. And Bayern are not that. Arsenal should have done the job. So they can never talk to us about Champions League. I mean, they were. That's not a good Bayern side that they went out to as well. And we should have known. They seen them struggling against Porto, didn't we? So Arsenal went good.
It's not a good side. Rhino, scoreline prediction?
Yeah, I think Real Madrid would get over the line, man. I think there's just something about their mentality that just stands out for me. You know, Bayern do look a bit weakened. Even just the way they are as a team just looks... They have moments where you see some good patterns of play or whatever and players stepping up. But I just think overall, Madrid just have that extra quality that even if they don't play too well, they'll just get over the line. So, yeah, I think... Yeah, I could see a 2-1, 3-1 Madrid. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. First?
Yeah.
I'm saying, and he says same for the other tie as well, semi-final. Obviously, Dortmund PSG, first leg in Germany as well, Rhino.
Ooh, this one's interesting, you know. Yeah, this one's very interesting because you would go with PSG just in general, but you can't sleep on Dortmund because I feel like sometimes they can put together good players, but they got smoked the other day. What was it, 4-1? They got smoked. Like, I think the game that Sancho scored, they lost 4-1. Okay. Yeah, so he scored the opening goal, I believe. Or was it the equalizer? And then the end result was 4-1. I thought, damn. So who knows how they're going to recover from that against PSG? If they're home, maybe. I don't know. But Dortmund's complicated, man. You don't know what you're going to get from them kind of thing. They've got good players there. They play good bits of football. But yeah, man. I just don't know, man. I don't know, man. I think PSG will get over the line still. Probably 2-0 PSG, 2-1. Yeah.
First, what are you saying, Leon?
Yeah.
What's the other game?
Dortmund PSG.
Where is it?
It's in Germany.
Techie's hard, man. I want Dortmund to win, though, by the way. I want Dortmund to win.
What was the last result that they went through? They won that mad game, wasn't it, when they got the scored the goal late, didn't they? Was that the last round?
They beat Dortmund. They beat,
I swear it was like 4-3 or something.
They beat Atletico Madrid. Yeah. They beat Atletico Madrid.
That's a big win, yeah.
It's hard to call the first legs for me. It's all about the second legs for me. But
yeah.
I think Dortmund 3-2. I can see Dortmund doing all right this year, you know.
Yeah.
People I can have see them that. Maybe I making the final, you know. Yeah, I don't know if they'll win it, but I can see them doing all right, you know. They just seem to, like, find a way in it, but they're very... They're like, Real Madrid would. You know what I mean? Real Madrid would give them problems. I nearly said the wrong thing there. Real Madrid would give them problems, man. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
To me, I think this will be... I think it'll be 1-1. This leg said this thing will be 1-1. I think it'll be a close game. I don't think there'll be much in it. And then I think PSG do the business. I'm expecting... What's it called? I'm expecting Mbappe to step up in particular in the first and I mean in this leg and the second leg because he was not good in the last.
He was not good.
Yeah, he was awful. He was one of the worst players and the worst attacker on the pitch. He was awful. I'm a big Mbappe fan.
I just feel so, like Dortmund, they just find a way, don't they? Like they just
we'll see. It's going to be interesting. And that being said, people, both the games will be available on the... No, both watch-along, sorry, will be on the playback, people. We'll be on the playback. That is the next live stream from Sarcasm City TV coming up. So, playback, make sure you go to playback.tv/SarcasmCityTV. Follow us over there. Not only do you get Champions League watch-alongs over there, you get Premier League watch-alongs. Also, NBA playoffs as well. There's no NBA playoff game tonight. NBA
that Suns game the other day. Oh my God. You see Damian Lillard as well?
Yeah, making that shot.
Oh my day. Yo, Rhino, I'm telling you, bro, you're missing out on this NBA team.
Warrior J, yes, KD, I'm raiding over to Rant because I'm live over there. I know, yeah, KD, my guy, but man got swept. But yeah, so no NBA playoff game tonight, people, but we're back on with regards to playoffs. I think tomorrow, I think it's game 5 of the Clippers Mavericks series. It's game 5. Obviously, that's a 2-A piece. But yeah, we are going to redirect to Rants because I'm over there. Yes, Paul, some 16 out of 10 teams. You already know, man. 16 out of 10 teams. You'll already know the vibes. But we're going to close out. Oh, yeah, following that as well, let me not forget, midnight UK time, people. Midnight UK time. I'll be back live. First Mandem United crossover. I'll be back with Vader. Manchester United, Manchester City show. So Mandem United podcast, Mandem City podcast, talking both Manchester clubs as well. But love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Mandem United podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Shout outs to Ryan as well, people.